Pete Caldera is the Yankees beat writer for the Bergen Record. Postseason baseball starts tonight with the Astros and the Yankees. 8 o'clock first pitch on Sportsnet and Sportsnet 590 The Fan, preceded, of course, by our MLB playoff preview on Sportsnet East Ontario, West and Pacific. So, Mr. Caldera, I thank you for joining us. I asked
thanks for having me.
I asked Kevin Barker this question. We watched a lot of the Yankees games down the stretch. I was surprised by the number of empty seats at Yankee Stadium. What are you expecting to see tonight from the fans? Are you expecting a big crowd?
You know, I'm expecting a crowd in the 40,000 range, but yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's not a sellout. I think there's a degree of the fandom that isn't completely sold on this club, and there's sort of an anvil hanging over this team anyway. Even if they do advance, you saw what happened with Sabathia yesterday. They don't have Teixeira on this team. They're extremely susceptible to left-handed pitching. They're battered. They look old and tired, generally. And their chances for advancement beyond the division series don't look very promising. So I think there's a part of the fan base that's just sort of waiting for the season to end, kind of. But who knows? I mean, it may regenerate if they win tonight. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's not a sellout tonight.
You know, Pete, we all love kind of a narrative in sports, and the whole idea of veteran team rallies around fallen teammate, or veteran team rallies around teammate going through a difficult time. Is there any of that at work, do you think, with the news yesterday that CC Sabathia was admitting himself to an alcohol rehabilitation center? Like, is there any chance that kind of, the Yankees rise up and sort of win one for CC?
Well, knowing that, how popular and how really loved he is in that clubhouse, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's their take. I think there's an element of that with the guys who've been in that clubhouse for a while with him. The Gardners, guys who really idolize him, like Betances. I don't know so much about the newer guys. I mean, I counted there's 10 players on this roster today, the wild card roster, that were not on the Yankees opening day roster. So there's been a bit of turnover too. When you go back to that last championship they won in 2009, it's really Alex Rodriguez and with Brett Gardner from that roster. So that, there's not a whole lot of guys that go way back with him. But I do think there's an element, because of how popular he is, that they would like to dedicate a win to him tonight.
Sure. Hey, let me ask you about the inexperience with the Astros and all the experience with the Yankees. Is that a big deal in the playoffs? Me and Jeff always try to talk about that and try and figure out if it matters if guys have been in the playoffs and won. A lot of players on one team haven't. Does that come into play tonight with the Yankees and the Astros?
The way that the Yankees have been neutralized by even mediocre left-handed pitching, I'm not so sure. It could manifest itself with certain guys in the team, but we really need, I mean, there's a chance Brett Gardner might not be in that lineup tonight because of how poorly he and really Ellsbury have played down the stretch how the club has been neutralized by lefties. I mean, you're really talking about Alex Rodriguez and guys like that who've been through these a decade of playoff wars. I'm not so sure. Yeah, I mean, when you're looking at this really youthful and sort of dynamic and power speed element with the Astros, I mean that could play a little better than the veteran core thing with the Yankees. Really, it depends, I think, on who throws the first punch first in this game. You know, if the Astros somehow come out and score two runs in the first inning, maybe they coast from there. If the Yankees, you know, somehow survive it through the sixth, and then they can get it to their bullpen, I think that's where their experience will serve them. Where, you know, maybe, you know, the Astros get a little tight in the late innings, and the Yankees can throw Wilson and Betances and Andrew Miller at you at the end.
Yeah, and should mention, by the way, that Dallas Keuchel, he did have a complete game shutout over the Yankees in Houston and threw seven scoreless at Yankee Stadium on August 25th, so they have not scored against him in 16 innings. What I find interesting, if Brett Gardner doesn't go, I presume that means that Chris Young would be in the lineup. Young is 6-for-20 lifetime and has two of New York's nine hits off of Keuchel this year. Carlos Beltran's also been pretty decent. He's 4-for-9 with a walk, double, and homer versus Keuchel. But you're right, other than that, it's slim pickings.
Yeah, I think Joe Girardi's got to have to find a way to get Chris Young in that lineup tonight. I'd be shocked if he doesn't play, and that, you know, and that means either sitting Ellsbury or Gardner. And I suppose if I had a guess, it would be Brett Gardner. You know, wouldn't be surprised to see him obviously in that game at some point.
Sure.
and impact that game. But I think I would not be surprised if Young was batting second in that lineup today and you know, just try to get something going early against Keuchel.
You know, the one thing that I would think might work in New York's favor is the short rest for Dallas Keuchel. We know the history of starting pitchers in short rest. And, I mean, goodness, you covered one of the best ever when it came to short rest in Andy Pettit in the postseason. But, you know, I'm wondering if I'm the Yankees, that the plan here isn't to foul off a lot of pitches, make this guy work, try to drive that pitch count up early, and maybe get into the bullpen in the fifth or sixth inning. Because I think if you're Dallas Keuchel, you've got to almost be looking at this, Pete, and saying, I got to go six. If I go six in short rest and we're winning or it's close, I've pretty much done my job.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were talking about Gardner too. You know, Gardner's one of the best at working a count too. So if you eliminate mm-hmm. him from the lineup, that's a guy that's not going to be able to do that. But yeah, I mean, that's ideally what the Yankees do to pitchers, but they haven't been able to do it to Keuchel in two starts this year. But if the Yankees can somehow get him out of the game, and you know, after six innings, say, and they're still within reach, that's got to be their best scenario.
Pete, with Brian McCann, you look through the Yankees roster and you look at all the superstars they have, and, you know, A-Rod comes to mind. He's going to have a big game. But the one guy that stands out to me is Brian McCann. Both sides of the ball, with the way the Astros love to steal bases, they're going to try and put a lot of pressure on Masahiro Tanaka and do all of these things. Do you expect anything differently from Brian McCann? Saying, you know, you have Joe Girardi as an ex-catcher. You have Brian McCann. They're very good at stopping running games. Do you maybe see Masahiro Tanaka and Brian McCann maybe pitching out more, maybe doing little things, maybe pitching a little backwards with an aggressive team like the Astros? See anything like that maybe?
You know, I kind of wonder how aggressive the Astros will be. You know, would they, because it's, you know, the one-game playoff scenario here, would they play it more conservatively, especially early in the game? Or would they go out and just you know, run with abandon? I mean, this is a team that, you know, they led the league in stolen bases, but they also led the league in strikeouts too. And they've got sluggers, and you know, there's an element of you take the bat out of their hands. You know, hey, Tanaka is pretty good at neutralizing a running game. McCann has had an excellent year throwing out runners behind the plate. It's an interesting setup. But yeah, you wonder if you know, if they get traffic on the bases early, would they put the pressure on the Yankees immediately? I don't know. I mean, I tend to think that these games, you know, are a little bit more conservative. But I think that it's a real interesting element of this game. The Astros' speed against the Yankees, for the most part, effective way of neutralizing base stealers.